Right, all week you've been hearing the accusations, the serious accusations of sexual harassment against the DA Gauteng interim leader, Solim Simanga. Yesterday, we spoke to Nkele Molapo, who's also a member of the party in the Gauteng legislature, who told us about her claims against Solim Simanga. She also said there were more women with similar claims who were afraid to speak out for fear of victimization. And she says the culture of this type of thing is rife in the party. So what does this say about the official opposition's attitude towards sexual harassment? We're joined now by Natasha Mazzoni, who's the DA's parliamentary chief whip. She's also the DA's national protection officer. Natasha, always a pleasure to chat to you. I don't know how much you heard of what Nkele Molapo said on our show yesterday, but you're the one, I imagine, in the party people look up to for this kind of thing as the national protection officer. Are you dismayed by her allegations?
Morning, Bongani, and it's really so lovely to speak to you, and it's been far too long. Bongani, I'm incredibly dismayed at the accusations made by Ms. Molapo, and that's why I asked specifically if I could chat to you this morning about the DA and especially our approach to sexual harassment. Yesterday, I sent you the DA's sexual harassment policy.
Yes, yeah, I read it.
And you will note that we are the only political party that has a full comprehensive sexual harassment policy. And one of the things I'm incredibly proud of is that we have officers within our party, provincially and nationally, who act as protection officers for anyone who may feel that their rights have been infringed upon. And it's incredibly important that we have that, because politics is a lot about the power positions that exist within parties.
Yes.
So a lot of time people will feel that they cannot speak out for fear of retribution against a senior leader. So what we've done in the party is, if you're one of the deputy federal chair people, is the national protection officer. So whoever is elected into that position, the federal council decides who will be the protection officer. Now, I drafted, together with Denise Robinson and the DA's Women Network, we designed and drafted that sexual harassment policy. And it was felt, because I was so fundamentally involved in the design of that program, I would be the first protection officer that the DA had. And I take my role very, very seriously. Now, gender-based violence is something that terrorizes me, it terrorizes all women, and our country is plagued by this. But what we need to understand is that we live in a modern era, and sexual harassment goes both ways. Sexual harassment is not always only men against women, women against men against men, women against women. It's a power play that extends through the genders, and we have to bear that in mind in the society in which we live.
Natasha, I appreciate you outlining the general picture of where the DA stands on this, but we've got specific allegations that have been made by an individual against a very powerful member of your party. I want you to have a listen to what Nkele Molapo had to say yesterday, specifically about how rife this thing is in the party from her telling of it.
Yeah, since the story made its way to the media, our fellow colleagues in the party, people who are still working in the party that I can't mention their names, and I hope they will gather enough strength to come and speak for themselves, and then maybe they won't be subjected to having to answer why now.
Hold on, are you saying there are more people who share similar experiences, specifically at the hands of Solim Simanga?
That is exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying it on air, on record, publicly. There are people that came to me who, if we agree to give them protection to speak anonymously, they will come and speak to themselves.
Well, that's what she had to say yesterday, Natasha. So it sounds like you've got this great policy on paper, but if there are people who are feeling this way in the party, it suggests to me that it's not working.
Bongani, this is one person who has come forward, and I say this on record, on air. Ms. Molapo was found guilty of an incredibly serious infringement by the DA's Federal Legal Commission. It is known throughout the party that the finding of her appeal, because she was found guilty and she appealed it, the finding of her appeal is due within days. So Ms. Molapo has come forward now in the year 2020. This alleged sexual harassment happened in 2014. I can show you numerous Facebook posts where, in one Facebook post, in fact, she has a photo of Missy Manga on her timeline where she calls him her man, Monday man crush and eye candy for the day in 2016, and many other posts of the same kind, and has come forward now. She laid the charge, or she made the complaint, let's put it that way. The official charge was never laid. She made the charge on the Saturday. On the Wednesday, while the DA was gearing up for a full investigation, she withdrew the charge. She never approached me as the National Protection Officer.
Well, if I can come in there, Natasha, she withdrew the charge, she says, after the Mike Moriarty statement, which questioned the timing of her complaint, which is what you are doing now, saying that raises concerns around the veracity of that complaint. She says the party is not a neutral arbiter in this matter. And of course, it may well be that you have found her guilty as a party of an infringement of your policies. But we also understand, Natasha, as you well know, that complaints of this nature are difficult to raise. It can take years before a complainant feels able to speak up. And it may well be that the two things are both true. In other words, she may be guilty of the infringement of which you're found, but it could also be true that she did experience sexual harassment at the same time.
Bongani, did she tell you that Mr. Manga had laid a charge against her?
He did so himself.
So on Sunday, Mr. Masimanga laid a charge of criminal injuria against Ms. Malapa. And you must understand that Mr. Masimanga enjoys the protection of the assumption of innocence until proven guilty. So here's the thing. As the National Protection Officer, I'm approached by Masimanga, who says that he is being falsely accused by who has become a political enemy. He can produce evidence to me that shows that throughout the years, Malapa is actually on her timeline, placed very pleasant comments, has asked him to be the MC at her
birthday. Sure, we know these things happen, Natasha. Have you reached out to her? Have you reached out to her as the National Protection Officer? Have you reached out to Ngele Malapa?
I cannot reach out to her because I cannot prejudice the case that she has now laid at SAPS.
But in terms of your own investigation, when this matter was laid bare in your party, in terms of your own processes, surely you then say, hang on, you spoke about power relations earlier. Hang on, here's a powerful man accused by somebody who's also embroiled in another saga. Let me, as the National Protection Officer, reach out to this woman. What if she's afraid?
Bongani, if she lays the complaint with not me, with Mike Moriarty on the Saturday, I have to get the complaint and I have to look at the complaint. I have to do an initial investigation into the complaint. If that complaint is withdrawn on the Wednesday, I don't even have time to reach out to her yet, because I've also got Missy Manga, who has reached out to me and given me a full detailed outline of his complaint. And I may add that Missy Manga, the very first thing he said in his complaint to me was that he will subject himself immediately, without question, to a lie detector test. No questions asked at any time in the party were given. By the time I could even approach Malapa, she had withdrawn the complaint from the party.
Well, look,
so there is no complaint. As it stands now, there is no sexual harassment complaint against Missy Manga in the Democratic Alliance. It is now in the hands of SAPS.
Yep. That is indeed the state of play at the moment. He's got a case against her. She's opened one against him. We'll see how the law deals with this thing. I was just curious about how the DA feels about all of this. Natasha Mazzoni, always a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you for your time this morning. That's the DA's Parliamentary Chief Whip, the National Protection Officer. Are you satisfied with the way the DA has handled this matter?